Thank you, Sam. The final selection of news stories in this part of Chatterbox includes a new pub opening in Norwich, Norwich Railway Station accepting an unusual donation, and also the Great Norwich Duck Race.
Thousands of ducks took the plunge on Sunday, swapping the bathtub for the River Wensum in the Great Norwich Duck Race. Part of the Lord Mayor's celebration, the race has been run for 9 years by First Norwich Sea Scouts. A record of 6,600 ducks were poured over the side of Lady Julian Bridge on Riverside, with a first prize of £500 going to duck number 0143. The ducks were sold for £2 each, with proceeds going towards the East Anglian Air Ambulance, the feed, and participating scout groups and projects. Jane Stafford, race coordinator, said, "We've generated more than £13,000, which is a record. Next year is a decade of duck races, and we want 10,000 ducks." Lord Mayor Martin Schmierer said, "It is another feather in the very feathery cap of Norwich. While we all had a great time today and yesterday, it was also for a good cause, and that makes it all the more worthwhile."
Norwich is to gain something in common with Amsterdam, Barcelona and San Francisco after city councillors agreed for it to become a sharing city. Norwich City Council's cabinet members have agreed to proposals for the city to join 50 other global cities in a scheme designed to share and initiate ideas across the world. The decision sees Norwich become the first in the United Kingdom to sign up to the movement, which was launched in 2015. Membership of the scheme will be funded by the Norwich Business Improvement District and will allow the City Council to share ideas, initiatives and business innovations with other cities across the globe. Beth Jones, Cabinet Member for Safer, Stronger Neighbourhoods, said, "Every city has taken their own approach to this, and in a way, we can already call ourselves a sharing city. I think this really takes forward what we are doing as a city."
A new pub, the Pear Tree Inn, has opened on Unthank Road in Norwich's Golden Triangle. The building used to be home to the Langtree Pub, and then a number of other incarnations, including cocktail bar Lust and Liquor, and more recently Craft Burger. New owners, married couple Nick and Leslie Pears, said, "We want to be able to share the pub with everyone. We have that Sunday feeling every day. We open for coffees and light bites throughout the day and transform it into your local drinking spot throughout the evening and into the early hours of the morning." Mr. Pears, who is originally from Yorkshire, has been in the pub trade for over 20 years, running award-winning bars and nightclubs across the world, including Bahrain, Dubai and Hong Kong. Mr. and Mrs. Pears will be growing their food menu gradually and hope to recreate simple, homemade, comfort food like pies, beef stew and dumplings.
A Norwich University has launched a campaign to reduce barriers in education for white working class boys. The University of East Anglia has started its He Can, We Can drive, which will include a mentoring scheme, events to encourage disadvantaged boys into sectors such as health, and a conference bringing together experts who hope to tackle low male aspirations. It comes after the government called on universities in 2016 to increase participation in higher education for white working class boys. UEA's Vice Chancellor, Professor David Richardson, who grew up near Newcastle, said as a teenager he felt university wasn't for him. "At one point, as a teenager, I was someone who wasn't doing that well at school and was probably destined to leave school at 16. But I could see the opportunities which a university education brings, and I turned things around," he said. "Unfortunately, the low proportion of men attending university compared to women is a national issue, but one we are keen for the university to address."
Norwich Railway Station has received an unusual donation which might make commuting a more enjoyable experience. A russet coloured piano was donated by Ross Garden, who runs Hearn Chemists on Unthank Road. Mr. Garden offered the piano to the station after being inspired by similar projects in other railway stations, such as St Pancras in London. A sign attached to the piano invites anyone to tinkle the ivories, and several customers have already done so. James Reeve, area customer service manager, said a group of singers from Blakeney were waiting to go home from the Royal Norfolk show when they decided to play the piano and sing for their fellow passengers. Mr. Reeve said, "We are very grateful to Ross for his kind donation. Having someone play the piano can brighten someone's day, and we hope it makes our customers' journeys more enjoyable."
Norfolk teenagers have served up a three-course meal alongside a celebrity chef in their own pop-up restaurant. The One Night In event saw the children, all in the care of Norfolk County Council, prepare a meal for 60 guests. It marked the end of an eight-month project aimed at helping them hone their catering and hospitality skills. They were joined by Mark Lloyd, who mentored the group and ran special workshops. Mark has appeared in cooking shows such as Hairy Bikers and River Cottage. The group, aged between 13 and 17, cooked their menu at South Green Park in Mattershall, with guests asked to donate on the night, giving a total of more than £1,000 to be donated to the East Anglian Air Ambulance. Rebecca Pearson, aged 13, said, "I have learnt so much over the last few months, made some good friends and had lots of giggles, especially with Mark, and my family thought the dinner was amazing."
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Liz and John will be here with more local news, information desk and our second feature. So for now, it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax
and Rupert Hipwell.